Welcome back. This is Category 5 Technology TV. Find our website at category5.tv. Joined tonight by Shizu Yamaguchi. Of course, Sasha's here as well. But Shizu was here about a year ago and talked to us about the, is it Marie Kondo?
The Marie Kondo.
Marie
Kondo. Magic Art of Tidying Up.
It has certainly had an impact on my household and the organization skills of my wife. And she's tried to push these lessons that she's learned on me. I'm not quite as good at
the organization. Wait, are you a disorganized person?
I am.
Okay.
I'll admit it.
Have you ever done a Google search about being disorganized?
I have never Googled being disorganized.
Because this changed
I figured I was already
my
good at
life.
It. We have the book. Mm-hmm. My wife even bought the manga version. So that the kids can read it, and maybe Robbie can also read it.
Okay. So this is, how long do I have?
We've got about 25 minutes.
Okay.
So you want to quickly recap? What is the...
So last year I came on the show, and I had read this book, the Marie Kondo, it's called the KonMari Method. And the book title is called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. And the basic proposition of this book...
I'm going to leave that wide.
Yeah, you should. So the basic proposition of this book is that you should get your act together and clean your stuff up, however, in a very specific manner, so that everything you keep is something that you feel a feeling of joy and magic and this feeling of just like, wow, this is the greatest thing ever. So you go through your shirts, your pants, your everything, your books, your personal belongings, everything you own, basically, you put through that filter.
And it's not witchcraft. This is like... It sounds a little heebie-jeebie when it's like, is it magic? Is it bring joy?
But
I go through my cupboard, my closet, and I'm like, okay, I lost some weight a year ago.
Yes.
And I'm still losing weight. And there are shirts that when I put them on, I feel angry. And
yes,
I feel
exactly
like,
right.
I feel really disgusted with myself.
Oh, no.
So I'm like... I need to get rid of these shirts because they spark that feeling when I put them on. And if they're the only thing that's clean, I will put them on. And so I don't want that. So get rid of them, replenish my
wardrobe. So it's a very interesting, it's an interesting topic. And I've been thinking a lot about it since I had the opportunity to actually apply this method to my computer. So maybe I'll just get started on that first because this organization, systemization. It worked really well with my computer. I do have a caveat on the method, and I think it's an important one because it helped me to better embrace being disorganized in certain aspects of my life. And I think it's just an add-on, maybe like an addendum to the book at the back, maybe, you know, like a asterisk. Being disorganized is actually a sign of, maybe a sign of something else. Great, actually.
Creativity.
And maybe that's, and
genius.
I'm hoping, because I don't know.
I really,
man.
Really hope so.
All right, so let's apply this, though.
I'm going to use that. Honey, I'm smart, okay?
That's why all my stuff is everywhere.
This is the whole thing. So let's go through the process. So first we'll go through this application to my computer.
So have you... Have you taken what you learned and applied those principles now to the technology that you use?
Yes.
Or is this specifically something that's talked about in the book?
It's not really talked about in the book, but I know that last year when we spoke about this method, you asked about, you know, how does this apply to computers? Or, you know, I think, Sasha, you actually had a question about, you know, would you scan everything that you really loved and then put it onto your computer somewhere? And I don't know if I had the best answer for that. However, computers are they're interesting things. I mean, they have different facets. You can put in a million documents into your 1 terabyte computer, I guess.
Right.
I do have a Windows computer at home, and it does have that capability. And I actually would have applied it to my Windows PC. However, I really don't have to.
Just because you have so much space, so you're like,
well, it's so straightforward. You just type whatever you want into the search bar.
I need a bigger closet.
I wouldn't say.
Is that the thing?
Not really. Well, maybe. Maybe. But
so what made you think about doing it on your Mac? Is it doesn't have as much space?
You know what it was? I just had some free time, and I was like, okay, hey, let's just see what happens if I organize this in a way that's a little bit more streamlined.
Okay. I can't wait to learn this. So I'm going to switch over to your MacBook, just so the viewers at home can see what you're showing here.
Yeah. All right. So say hello to my favorite band member of The Strokes, Julian Casablancas. He's being a little unfriendly. My apologies. So this is my opening screen. And usually with Macs in general, they have this dock thing at the bottom. Mm-hmm. And what I did was, usually the dock has a long line of a bunch of things that you can keep on there. But what I did is I minimized it to the two things that I need. So
Chrome is on there, and Finder, was it?
Finder you can't get rid of. And also the
trash.
Crazily, I actually just went through my trash today in preparation for this.
Oh, yes.
Because obviously, you know, you want to keep your computer apropos. You know, you don't want personal documents showing up. So anyway, I emptied my trash, and there were 60,000 items that I deleted. Like,
right.
I emptied
trash. You already decided that this was garbage.
Oh, yeah. I had put it into my trash. I've only had this computer for a year, and I don't know how I had so
Holy
much
cow,
garbage. But I went into, like, okay, I can literally open my trash right now,
yep.
And there's a screenshot. That's it.
Nice.
But anyway, I was like, 60,000? What Whew. The smoky? All right, so let's begin at the beginning. So I decided, since Finder was there, I decided to optimize it. So usually...
And this information, this mm-hmm. concept transcends the MacBook to Linux, Windows. It doesn't matter what type of computer I use.
Yeah.
The concepts that Shizu is teaching us today are hopefully going to work their way to my Linux desktop as well.
Yeah. So I basically just wanted to make my computer mine, how I use it, what I use the most. And so what I did is I just minimized, and I thought about what elements I use the most.
Mm-hmm.
So I just made it the most useful computer for me. And the benefits in this, I'll just say this up front, my battery life is actually improved quite a bit.
Really?
That's just a subjective thing, but you know how you always...
Is it because of programs that are not running in the background?
I don't know what it
like
is,
that?
But I feel like optimizing your usage of it somehow, and it definitely wasn't because of all of the items that I had on it, because I just deleted those documents
right.
or the trash today. So maybe it's subjective, but I really like plugging it in. I just don't do it. I don't think I do it as often as I used to.
Yeah.
And I had had my computer since last June, so I think it's a pretty decent, you know, comparison, right?
Mm-hmm. I see things like Skype on your screen, for example.
Yes.
And Skype is not in the dock bar, so I presume that means it's not actually running.
Yeah, it's not running.
Which means it's not using battery.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So basically what I did here is I set it up so that it opens up on the applications. And I tried to find a way to put all of the most used applications that I use up front and center.
Okay.
And I really tried to minimize as much as possible. And I would have put, so this is my organizational system. So iMovie, I named one. Photoshop, I named one.
Okay, and so is this just so that they'll organize themselves alphabetically on your screen?
So that they'll show up first. So the first thing that happens when I click on applications is I'll see 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, and it wasn't really...
It's binary.
It's binary?
1, 1, 1, 1, 0, 0, 0, 1.
Maybe I should have done like a 1, 0, 1, 0. That would have been a little fun.
Just alternate a little bit.
Yeah. You know what? That would have been good. And I think I had to figure out what the system was for Macs and how they organize it, because I think A didn't work.
Okay.
For some reason. Or the ones just work better. So anyway, those are the five most used applications that I do use. I would have put So there's iMovie, Photoshop, Word, GarageBand, that should probably be higher now, actually, and Skype. And System Preferences is where all the magic happens. I would have tried to name that with some one combination to get it up front, but they wouldn't allow me to change the name.
Oh, okay.
So that's one of the maybe faults in the system. However, it might not be a good idea to actually lose track of System Preferences, right?
Right. You're relying almost exclusively on the icon itself. Like the Photoshop icon is how you recognize that it that II or 1-1 is
the
Photoshop.
Icon? Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, if you can imagine what Apple thinks about when they name, when they allow naming or don't allow naming, renaming, if you were to lose System Preferences somehow, you named it like Bing Bong Bang or something like that, like
right.
that would not be good because
right.
if you were trying to change some kind of setting that was important, mm-hmm. you would not know where System Preferences
right.
was, right?
Exactly.
So, okay, so this is the thing that I kind of liked. I went through, adjusted the dock, you know, minimized some of this stuff. I experimented with the dock. I don't know, how familiar are you with Macs?
Well, it's very similar to Linux in that, you know, with Linux, like this to me looks like Mate
okay.
with a dock bar.
Okay.
So pretty much the same, and it's Unix-based.
Okay.
So.
Very cool. Do they have... So basically, the dock bar can be minimized. It can do this. I'll show you. Scale effect, Gini effect. So if I come out of here... there are many different things you can do with the dock. So you can actually position it in different places.
Oh, okay.
So I
yeah.
experimented with that.
Mm-hmm.
I experimented with the size as well. I had it like this big at
oh,
one
yes.
point.
Yeah.
But that was a little too much. What else did I do? I tried doing the automatically hide and show dock feature as well.
Yeah.
So this is a feature, and I'll just change the size of it and make it big so you can kind of see what happens. So this allows you to use the full screen, and anytime you need it, you just mouse over and it like shows
right.
up for you. I don't like this, and I don't know why, but that just was my preference.
It's just a personal preference.
Because I don't know, I can't immediately see where it is, and it's kind of annoying to have to...
Right.
do two actions instead of just one. So I just...
On a Windows machine, there's a Windows button that brings up your start menu. Is there anything like that on a MacBook that you know of?
Yeah, not really.
No?
Yeah,
okay.
yeah.
That would
probably,
be ideal.
You could probably search for programs just like you can. Search for programs just like you can as well. Let me just fix this back. Okay. All right. So moving on. This is actually the one feature that I actually really like. Date and time.
Yeah.
This is kind of a feature that's just kind of fun, I think. So every quarter hour, you can customize a voice to tell you the time. So please hear out. There's different voices you can choose. There's Karen, Vina, Moira, Fiona. And let me... my favorite is the use system voice, which is not a very nice, or, like, what's in a name, I guess? Use system
Most
voice, okay, but here it is.
By my voice.
So it's telling you something. It's you're hearing a voice. Karen, let's hear out
Hello,
Karen.
My name is Karen.
So they have
I'm
like different
an
accents and stuff.
English
so this
voice.
Is your clock instead of having a clock on the screen?
Well,
or?
The clock's on the screen, but it's, I don't know, it's a bit of a relief because I'm not always checking the time.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm
okay.
using my computer, I just kind of get automatically updated.
Right.
How much time has passed.
Yeah, and it's not yeah. even, it's actually incredibly non-intrusive to have the time just kind of told to you. And I think in general, right, this seems to be the direction of IoTs in general, right, with like Google Home mm-hmm. and
yeah.
these different devices, everything's
hey Alexa,
being
what time
done
is it? Hey
yeah,
Alexa,
by
order me a
voice
dollhouse.
Command and there's something
and some cookies.
Yeah, just easier, sorry.
We're talking about Alexa.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh.
Got us going.
About
just
cookies.
Reminiscing about dollhouses and cookies.
All right, Vina.
Hello.
Vina.
My name is Vina.
I am an Indian English
So the voice. Organizational kind of process for you has been not just to clean up your desktop and things like that, but also to customize your computer, make it feel more like, hey, this is Shizu's computer. It's meant to work for you.
Yeah, it's very much optimized. Optimized to what I like.
Cool.
And I think the aspect that relates to Marie Kondo is, well, organization as well.
Your desktop looks incredibly uncluttered, mm-hmm. which I love.
Yes.
And I kind of envy because mine ends up getting filled with icons.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, I can't stand that.
I'll tell you, my simple way around it is I just hide my icons.
You hide your desktop icons?
Yes, because I like my wallpaper, right?
Right,
so my wallpaper at work is a picture from the balcony where Dave and I had our honeymoon.
Oh,
and
cool.
It's all palm trees yep. and the water, and I want to see it. So I just hide all my icons, and then when I need to do something like work, I just unhide them, find my thing, open it, and then hide them again.
Okay.
So it's similar.
That's not bad.
That
works for you.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
What do you keep on your desktop? I'm just curious.
For work, like yeah. mostly just like work programs, like the operating system.
The applications
yeah,
the themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
that makes sense.
And then on my home computer, it's literally just all VR games.
Oh, yeah.
But we actually have all of the icons up because they're fun. And Dave will change the order of them to like make a smiley face out of the icons, you know, things like that.
What I tend to do is different from what your approach has been, in that I will just create a folder on my desktop and that's where I put everything.
Oh, okay.
So that my desktop
right.
looks clean,
mm-hmm.
but under the hood, there is actually this mess of
oh.
files.
How do you, why?
That's
the organization,
right.
The genius, the creative. Okay,
that's
maybe
how,
that's
there. I'll take
that's
it.
That's how
yeah.
I make my email look organized.
Right.
I get
create folders.
So many emails, and then I just have created a folder for every single person who's ever sent me an email, and I'm like,
wow,
that goes in the Robbie folder.
I just have
that
a rule.
That goes in the Sarah
a
folder.
A single filter that moves everything into a different folder,
well, that's
so
not,
that the inbox is
yes.
clean.
Wow.
That would work.
Actually, that would work.
And it yeah. it makes my inbox look like I do things.
I am very big on redundancy, so I save mm-hmm. copies of copies of copies. You use mm-hmm. Photoshop, so you know what it's like to have a PSD file and lose your work. And all those layers that you've spent hours and hours working on to lose that PSD.
Yeah.
And you have a ping, but your PSD is gone, and now what do you do? So I have file 1.psd, file 2.psd,
oh,
file 3.psd.
That's really good.
So they're all the same thing at different mm-hmm. iterations of the file mm-hmm. with various ways of being able to go back in time.
Right, right.
But I never, ever lose more than, say, one session's work because I always save as an incremental number. But then at the end of the day, I end up with a folder filled with tons and tons of these redundant files.
Yeah, I think that's a great system, though, numbering it like that, because I think, in terms of my organization of folders, mm-hmm. this is something I don't know, maybe I did a number of years of admin work. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. this kind of started me off very early in terms of folder organization. But in terms of, actually, I have the reverse problem, though, in terms of anything graphic design related or graphics related,
mm-hmm.
nightmare, five different, files with the word final in it, right?
I think
that system is
final B.
Excellent.
Final
yeah.
C. I have
exactly.
those too.
And then a folder that's named
that's
final.
That's the creative
and then
genius in us.
No, honestly, if you're doing graphic design, man, that's, or if you're using those kinds of files.
Video
they're,
editing.
They're so
yeah.
weighty, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's, I think that's an excellent solution. Probably to add to that, I think the only thing that can be done if your files are disorganized, the way I do it or have done it, is to clean it up right after you finish that particular piece of work, because that's when you remember okay. which ones are which.
Right.
And after that, it's just a nightmare. Like after mm. that, you open it up and it's like.
Thank you, sort by date.
I can show you my graphic design folder, actually.
All right.
It's probably,
let's see how Shizu does this.
It's horrendous, okay? So this is the worst.
Oh, under the hood, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're not nearly as bad as me, though. That's not bad at all.
Well, this is because, why. Maybe because I haven't done graphic design too much. If you looked at my old Mac, it would be a lot worse.
Yeah.
However, contrary to everything graphic design, my other folders are all right. So folder organization. Yeah. I don't know. So you have the approach of putting a folder on your desktop?
I organize everything by date.
By date?
So when I create a folder, it's like today it would be, the folder name would be 2018-0704 dash whatever it is that I'm working on.
I do that too, yeah.
So that's my project folders. And that's how I do everything.
Right. So what would you do? Like, so I'll just show you what I have here. So I have, these are basically all my document folders.
Mm-hmm.
Would this look similar to what you would...
Oh, no, mine is much longer.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I'll show you. So basically what I did is these are all the folders I actually have used since last year, 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that I've altered for this show is the sensitive docs. I created another.
Okay.
And the sensitive docs really is just actually any folders that have more personal things in
sure.
it. So
yeah, no, that makes
actually,
sense.
I literally have one called docs, which is a bit of my miscellaneous mm-hmm. folder. And then money is anything related to money.
Mm-hmm.
Photos, of course, photos like Facebook photos, family photos, and writing. I have, you know, my folders 2017, 2018, and then I name my documents as you do so that even if they're altered later, it'll still say 2018-, you know, 4-April-24 or whatever. So, So I think that's, I mean, I'll show you some of these folders, but they're... Like my classes.
It looks incredibly organized to me.
Yeah.
And I'm interested to hear, I know the chat room has been chatting away. I don't know if you've caught much of it. And I'm sorry that I'm not really monitoring the chat room very well tonight. But I think just getting it through my mind that, hey, I need to be this organized. I would love to be that organized.
I would also love to be that organized.
Yeah.
I appear that organized from day to day.
Don't open the one folder on my desktop.
Right, exactly. Don't unhide my icons.
But is that an order that you can understand, though? At least if it's within your own language, then do you ever lose documents? Or
Shizu, what is... No, I don't lose things because I name things very verbosely.
Oh.
And so I'm able to
do
a search within file names. I can use find in the Linux terminal, and I can find anything that I'm looking for.
That's great.
Where I run into trouble is my projects transcend... the folder structure of documents, graphic design, video production.
Oh.
Because I'm working on things like a logo for a video and things like that. So it makes it really hard to organize in that way.
Oh, I see.
So that's where the dating really helps. Organizing by date.
Okay. So when you're looking for files, let's say you're looking for a logo for a video project that you did last month, how would you go about that?
So for example, there's a Category 5 folder on my server, and in Category 5 is a breakdown of every show. So Technology TV is this show, and within that folder there's graphics, backgrounds, animated backgrounds, things like that, video assets. And then they're organized by seasons. So season 4 is different from season 7, from season 11.
Right, of course.
So I can always find what I'm looking for that way. But then I do end up with a lot of old stuff. Old junk.
It's really good that you're not like, hey, Sasha, do you want to organize my stuff for me? Because that's not at all how I would do it.
No.
How would you do it?
Oh, I would literally just have one folder and it would be like, I wouldn't think to subcategorize by anything. It would just all be in there with the assumption that I could go into there and then click the search bar and then just search like at random some words that I know are part of that. Like fork that makes broccoli taste like chocolate. Like I feel like I would search
that. She actually has that document.
Right?
That's right on the top.
I'm sure. It's
sorted by priority. It's a 1-1. Chocolate tasting broccoli.
Exactly.
I'd be interested to know what our community thinks and what sure. our community is doing to keep files organized. Maybe something Shizu has shared with us has inspired you to do things a little bit differently, maybe in work or at home. And we'd love to hear from you. If you could comment below if you're watching this on Facebook, YouTube, wherever you are, or if you're watching this on cable TV, make sure you get onto our website, category5.tv, and click on Contact Us. And we'll be sure to share your story with Shizu and the rest of the community as well. Any final thoughts that before, because I don't want to cut you off.
Oh, okay. So final thoughts.
Final thoughts, folks.
Can you tell the t-shirt story?
Sure. Thanks. So when I was the cleanup of my space.
So this is back to the book, the life-changing magic of tidying up.
When I was cleaning out my space, the idea is you hold on to everything that is magic and joyful and just is like brilliant to you. And I came across this t-shirt, which is a t-shirt I wear at night, and it's so comfy.
You've had that a while.
Yeah, I've had it.
It's like threadbare.
Yeah,
like,
I bought it I think at Zara in Japan in like Tokyo or something. So it was like 2008, and it's like my favorite shirt ever. Like it just the way it feels when I wear it. So I wear it at night, and I actually, because it didn't look good, like it's a little faded. It's faded by nature.
Right.
And it's a little bit more, a tiny bit more faded now, but I think it's actually supposed to be this faded.
it's back in now.
It's come around.
It's lasted. But basically the idea is that this shirt I actually threw out with my bags of stuff because it didn't look good. And I was like, I cried. I actually literally cried. And this was a hard thing to let go of. But
that's our old mindset of wanting to get rid of stuff to declutter.
Yeah.
And it hurts.
Yeah, it hurts. It hurt. And
it does not hurt when I throw away my fat shirts.
Every object has a different spirit to it, I'm telling you. I have a guitar, and I literally belted it in on my way over here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I had to. I know it's weird, but I can't help it. That thing is beautiful. So this shirt, I threw out, but I sneakily actually took it back because I liked it that much. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't actually gotten to the portion of the book where Marie Kondo says, oh, it's cool to keep like one or two things that are, you know, on the sly, things that you really like a pajama mm-hmm. shirt. And I was like, cool. She gave me the thumbs up. I could probably speak more on the open portal that actually created with regards to disorganization and messiness and prioritization and the idea that having a messy room is actually, in some times and circumstances, the better thing to do, in my opinion. But I'm not a famous superstar. I don't know what my authority is based on. But for those of you who are interested in finding out more about being disorganized and what that relates to, Robbie was exactly right. It is to do with creativity, intelligence. It's also to do with being a bricoleur. Yes. We'll talk about the anthropologist Claude Levi Strauss. Anyway, all sorts of great things, but please do Google search that because that actually changed my perspective on things. And that's the asterisk that is a little bit of a mystery, just a Google search away.
There you go. And we still have the book in our shop as well, mm-hmm. cat5.tv/tidy. How has that, just as a final thought, how mm-hmm. has that mindset of holding on to something that you otherwise would have discarded, how has that transcended to your MacBook and your organization technologically? Have there been any of those files that you might have removed but have held on to?
Well, this is the miracle of technology. You can actually be a little more infinite with what you have.
You're not limited to the same amount of confined space.
Yeah, I mean, you can keep all of those shows on your computer, and it's not like a heavy load, unless you can't find it, which is another, you
right,
know, that's...
Yeah.
Could you imagine? It just dawned on me. Like, every single Netflix show will say, but on a VHS. Like, could you imagine if you had that whole library or catalog of things you can watch, but as things? That would be horrid. That would
be... On a single VHS?
Like, no, I'm talking about like if...
A metaphorical VHS.
Like if you had VHS tapes for every show.
Right, exactly. Right?
Like, but now we don't have that. We're like...
Yeah,
technically. Now we're technologically...
It's why I rip every DVD.
Like, yeah, we're minimalists, really, mm-hmm. now, as far as like it's all on a computer. And you don't have to have, you know, bookcases full of VHS.
Yeah, my phone can have thousands upon thousands of full-length CDs on it.
Yeah.
Yes, and I think that's the... I mean, it sounds a bit messianic, if that's a horrendous word for it. But, I mean, technology really has this capability of allowing us to stay organized, focused, but also to allow us to, like, allow our creativity to flourish, right?
Yeah.
And if that means... The manifestation of that is a trillion files, which can be organized in certain ways, then that's what it is. But that's the amazing part about it. So that would be my application, is creativity away on your computers.
And so that brings us back to kind of the technology TV end of things, where I need to say, make sure you back up your files, folks.
Yes.
Make sure you've got a backup, because I'd hate to see you lose that millions and trillions of files that Shizu has just given you permission to have.
On that note, can I do a 17-second thing?
Absolutely.
Okay. Because speaking of creativity, I have a little video, and it's literally 17 seconds. All right, folks.
Slow rap, making it easier to rhyme, pulling out the choice of syllable in the nick of time. Rapping real fast makes it hard to understand. Google searching all the lyrics and disservice to your fans. Slow rap,
guys, get here.
60 BPM, resting comfortable with a skier, elite Olympian.
All right.
We can't hear it here in the studio.
That was
awesome.
That was a rap.
Oh, nice. Sweet. Yo. Very cool. All right. Well, thank you, Shizu, for sharing with us tonight. Do check out the book by Marie Kondo, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, at cat5.tv/tidy. It really is a game changer. And I know it sounds kind of silly. It's a tidying kind of thing, but it really works.
Well, when your space feels good to you,
mm-hmm.
like if it's not overwhelming to walk into your home, because all of a sudden you're looking around and it's just simple. It's all the things that you like and it's organized. It's like your brain can relax when you get home, and then life gets better.